Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, and what am I doing? I am filling your prescription for freedom today and every single day. It's the legislative season. We can't get around that. There are a lot of states moving gun bills forward. I've been paying very careful attention to Florida for about a month for a number of different reasons. What happens in Florida on a pro-gun standpoint that passes and is signed generally begins to move to your state. Hold on one second for me there. I've got to make an adjustment. Just a little bit there. How about that, Chantel? A little bit better for you there? Good. Okay, good. Sorry about that. All right, so what we've got here is Florida has a number of gun bills, about 10 bills that they're trying to move through the legislative process, which has just begun in the state of Florida. What do we know Florida as the gunshine state, right? Florida is the state that gave us the, as you recognize it, concealed carry back in 1987. That was a landmark bill at the time. Nowadays, since 1987, we can look back in the rearview mirror and say, well, you know, was it a really good idea? Yes, it was a good idea. It was a good idea then. It's a good idea now. Constitutional carry is now picking up steam. Open carry, picking up steam. Permitless carry, picking up steam. About a third of the nation will have some form or have constitutional carry, in my estimation, between a third and a half over the next 3 to 4 years. That's coming. That's evidenced by what we've just seen happen in Missouri, what we've seen happen in Kansas, what we've seen happen in South Dakota, what we just saw happen with the signature on a constitutional carry bill up in New Hampshire. It's coming. And it's coming to a state near you, more than likely yours. It will come to Georgia as well. It's just a matter of time. Now, Florida, on the other hand, seems to be going backwards. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you. I want you to bear with me. I'm going to have to make some audio changes here briefly before I do that so we can give you enough volume here. But this is Senator Stubbe. He's got a courtroom carry bill. I'm just going to leave it at that. That's really not what's important. We don't need to know the nuance of the particular bill. What I want you to hear is the president pro tempore of the Senate in Florida, and her name is Anna Teer. She is the president pro temp, Anna Teer Flores. Take a listen to what she has to say about this bill. Let me get this thing for you here because I want you to hear this audio. Here we go. Let's slide that over to you. She's addressing now constituents who came to watch some of the legislative sessions, some of the hearing. Take a listen to this.
It's an issue and important to debate to those who are here today, to our concerned citizens from across the state. You all have come here to listen, and I hope that you all continue to come up every week and every day as is necessary to talk about gun issues. So the reason why I specifically asked those questions, and I appreciate not just the commitment of the sponsor, but I know that there's a commitment of the rules chair as well and others, is that we respect each other in this process, and we respect the fact that we come from different backgrounds. And the different, you know, we represent different parts. So here is a very limited situation where the gun would not be allowed to actually even be brought into the courtroom, but would rather have to be surrendered on the way, on before coming in, which in a way will almost help law enforcement to understand exactly who is entering the building with a gun. But here's, you know, my concern, as stated, is that if this bill expands, if this bill or if any other bill expands beyond its current scope, it's something that I will not vote for. Not only will I not vote for, but I have the commitment of the chair of this committee, the sponsor of this bill, that this bill will not be beyond that. Because if then that happens, then all of a sudden, when you look at the vote on this committee, those who voted yes for this bill were the ones who allowed for us to vote yes on future gun bills. And not only do I have a problem with that, I know that my colleagues here have a problem with that as well. And so I take Senator Stubbe at his word. I know that he will be faithful to that, and that he will relay to the others that have other gun bills, including himself, because he's got a lot of them, that, you know, he and I do not see eye to eye on probably any of the other gun bills. I do not support having guns on campus. I do not support having guns in airports. I don't support having guns in school zones. I don't support those things. And Senator Subi feels differently, and that's fine. But this is where we are this year. And so anything that goes beyond that is something that I won't allow happen in the Senate. And it's, you know, I was going to say I don't normally say such strong words in committee, but that's actually not true at all. I do. but for those of you that know me, you know that maybe it's because I sometimes use those strong words, that my word and my commitment is something that I hold to be very sacred. Gun issues will continue perhaps to be debated. I don't know if they'll continue to be debated in this committee because, these would be bills that I wouldn't be in support of. And so if this bill becomes anything beyond this, I'm confident to have the commitment, not just of the chairman, but of every member of this committee and of every member of our chamber to say it's not going to go beyond to where we are now. And so I just want to share that. Thank you for that indulgence and for that time. Thank you for that time.
All right. What you just heard was the Florida Senate second highest ranking member tell the committee and tell those in the chamber that she will not allow any other pro-gun bills through her committee. She is now the poster child of every town for gun safety. Photographs are circulating. Tweets are out. One of them says, at Greg Stubbe, meet Florida's new pound gun sense champion, Senator Flores, at Mom's Demand, is proud to stand with her against dangerous bills. And there's a photograph of one of the proud every town for gun safety Florida representatives standing arm in arm with Ms. Flores. Why is this important? Why am I telling you this? Because Ms. Flores is the second highest ranking Republican in the Senate. That's right. Republican. Proudly standing photograph. Now she is from where? Guess where? Miami. And she is proudly standing photographed with every town for gun safety. After just informing her constituents that she will not allow the movement of any bill. And the only reason she's even considering Stubbe's bill is because it doesn't go beyond the courthouse. Now, in the 2 minutes that I didn't play you of that clip, we hear her questioning the integrity of Stubbe, trying to get him to admit, and she was chiding him to do so, that there would be no amendments to the bill whatsoever, and that he would support no amendments to the bill, that's what the bill was when he said that this is what the bill is. I can tell you that I'm not adding anything to this bill. She went after him. So why do I tell you this again? I believe it's a legitimate question to find out, because you have to understand. Let me go back to last year. Senator De La Porta, in the same position last year, refused to allow the open carry vote to even come up in committee for a vote. Refused it. Single-handedly refused to allow a very popular bill that had flown through the House, was going to fly through the Senate, and would have been signed by Governor Scott, and that was widely supported in the state of Florida. One individual in the state of Florida said no tens of millions of Floridians, and you, if you travel to Florida and have reciprocal permit, got screwed. One man. He was a Republican. He lost re-election as a result. And now we have these shenanigans with Ms. Flores. When I come back, I want to tell you what I think about what might be going on down in Florida. But before we do that, before I go to the break, I want you to ask yourself this question and think about it over the next few minutes. Do you know of any Republican that would be proud to stand photographed with every town for gun safety anywhere in the country? Think about that. We'll come back right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Some questions here come up and are raised in my mind. My feathers go up. My spidey sense begins to tingle here. And I have to be honest with you, when I read these things, and I read a lot of stuff to talk about today, I wanted to settle on this because it's so important. It is a legislative season. Florida's important. Stand Your Ground moves through Florida. Stand Your Ground comes to you. When Florida frees up its gun laws, other states begin to follow suit. Very important to watch what happens in Florida. California, not so much. Their gun laws will not move across the country, only in other blue states. But where you live, not likely. But where Florida's gun laws open up, yours may very well. Florida's got problems right now. But there might be something going on in Florida that we need to pay attention to eventually nationally. Ask yourself the question, did you think about what I asked you to think about during the break? What Republican would proudly stand photographed with every town for gun safety, despised by the vast majority of every Republican's constituency? What Republican would do that and do it proudly? What Republican would toe the line at a committee hearing, the second most powerful in the Senate of any state, and keep in mind this for the federal level as well, please, and say, I absolutely will not move these bills forward. They will not get a committee debate. Why? What Republican would do that? Somebody out there is thinking, because I can hear you, one from Miami. Miami is blue. Miami-Dade, blue. West Palm, blue. Now, there are some pockets of red around that area, but Southeast Florida is predominantly blue. So why? How are these Republicans getting elected? De La Portilla, last year, he's the former senator, Republican, who turned against gun owners as well. But he lost his reelection campaign. Why? Because voters don't like politicians who, on core values, flip and flop around. We're talking about Second Amendment constitutional right issues here. So let me ask this question. Is Flores a plant? We've seen how far the Democrats will go. They're desperate right now. They're losing power everywhere. And when it comes to this issue, in an area like Miami, we say, well, how can a Republican get elected in such a deep blue area? How can a Republican get elected in the state of Florida? She's a senator. How can that happen? She's from Miami, but how can that happen? How does that work? That's evidence of the changing demographics in Florida, right? De La Portilla from the same area of the state. And let's face it, the most populous area of the state. So the question then arises, are these people plants? Are they there to subvert the pro-gun movement in Florida? The Gunshine State has had, while Scott has signed a number of pro-gun bills, has been moving very, very slowly lately. So are these people saying what they need to say to be elected as Republicans, saying something different somewhere else down south? Of course they do. Towing the Democrat line, getting elected, and then taking money. I mean, is there money? I don't know. But it's a legitimate question to ask when you see and hear stuff like this.
I don't know if any Republican, let's look at the federal level, that would proudly stand side by side in a photograph with Michael Bloomberg promoting a blatantly anti-gun agenda, the most despised man by the vast majority of the Republican constituents across the country. And proudly stand with that individual and expect to be reelected. Are they plants? Are they operatives? Are they working to subvert the will of the people in the state of Florida by running as Republicans, getting in office, and towing Bloomberg's line? Are they taking money from Bloomberg? I don't know. Legitimate question to ask. Florida, you're listening in Miami. You're listening in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando. I have no idea. But it stinks. And if it smells like a fish, it's usually a fish. If it quacks like a duck, it's usually a duck. And if it lies like a politician, it's usually a politician. So Florida Kerry put a little note out about this. Florida Senate's second highest ranking Republican pledges to fight against gun rights. Hailed by every town, Moms Demand Action as their new anti-gun Florida champion. So think about this. Turncoat. Noun. A person who shifts allegiance from one loyalty or ideal to another, betraying or deserting an original cause by switching to the opposing side or party, specifically a traitor. Well, we saw De La Portilla do that last year, single-handedly. And we are apparently witnessing it again now. Nope, not coming through this committee. Not going to happen. I don't want it to. So just something for us to think about. The Democrats in today's day and age are just, they've lost their minds. There's not the Democrat Party you used to know. I put nothing past them, absolutely nothing past them. This is how dangerous they are. That's how dangerous the progressive left is. I put nothing, when it comes to this issue, I put nothing past Michael Bloomberg, nothing past Every Town for Gun Safety. I'm going to show you that in just a second. In fact, I'll go there right now with you. But that's interesting stuff. You have to look at that and pay very careful attention. Ask yourself that question. What Republican would stand there, photographed, towing the line, proudly admitting and towing the line, to be used by Everytown, Bloomberg's group, as pound common sense. Take this, Stubbe, Republican pro-gun. From another Republican senator. It doesn't make much sense unless you ask that question. So it's a little bit easy to come to that logical conclusion, isn't it? When we come back from the break, I want to give you some other quotes from Every Town for Gun Safety before I move in a bunch of different directions with you today. Went a little bit longer on that because of the audio, but I wanted you to hear that. So that you don't think it's just me, the gun nut, you know, I'm just the gun nut out there, just, you know, talking a bunch of crap. No, you heard it. It's not me. We're just reacting to it. Education, information. This is the information and entertainment for armed Americans, lawfully, responsibly armed Americans. When we come back, more Every Town for Gun Safety shenanigans that will kind of make my point from what I just said in this segment.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, something that I really thoroughly enjoy doing is exposing lies to those of those who hate you and hate me, hate us, and hate our rights, and try to lie about their ultimate goal, their ultimate agenda. It's too easy to pick this stuff apart. You are the most law-abiding citizen in America. You are one of the most law-abiding Americans on earth, anywhere. You have jumped through hoops. You have passed FBI background checks, criminal background checks. State, for example, FDLE or Georgia Bureau of Investigation or Texas DPS or Arizona DPS, wherever it is, Massachusetts State Police, in addition to the federal, to obtain your CCW or your concealed carry permit or your CHP or whatever it is your state refers to it as. Generically here, CCW, concealed carry weapon. Your permit. Now, are there bad apples in every bunch? Of course there are. This is a nation of 320 million people. To suggest otherwise is intellectually dishonest. Of course there are bad people. There are bad judges, bad lawyers, bad cops, bad doctors, bad cobblers, bad cooks, bad lawyers, bad moms, bad dads, bad neighbors, bad grocery store baggers, bad landscapers. There is someone of every profession in America rotting in a prison cell somewhere because they are bad. There are bad licensed drivers. There are also very few, fewer than any other category I just mentioned, concealed carry permit holders. Year after year, decade after decade, you continue to prove yourself to be the most law-abiding of all Americans. But yeah, there's a bad apple in every bunch. We try to weed them out ourselves internally. That's what we do. But they're there. And the Everytowns and the Bloombergs will exploit one, throw millions of dollars at it, give it national coverage to make all of us look bad. Now, we all know better than that. And you've heard John Lott on the program how many times. So I'm not going to sit here and defend you. Those are the facts. I'm not going to sit. That's what is. Let me expose the lie. And again, I've got to ask you, did you get on the mail list? Have you gotten on the mail list yet? Every town for gun safety mail list. Here's the email I got today. I survived a mass shooting. Now I'm fighting back. I want you to take a listen to this. Steve Frappier. Mark. I just love it. I really do. Mark, I just landed. Love getting my name from these people. I just landed in the Fort Lauderdale, Florida airport when a man with a gun opened fire. A bullet pierced through my backpack, hitting my laptop and sparing my life. My shooter was on the record as a domestic abuser who strangled and beat his girlfriend, and he'd been flagged for serious mental health issues. And yet he reportedly had his gun returned to him and was able to check it as his only baggage on a one-way cross-continental flight without any red flags. According to reports, he legally carried the gun in public with a concealed carry permit before taking the lives of five innocent people shortly after arrival in Fort Lauderdale. Now, Congress is considering an extremely dangerous NRA policy, something they're calling concealed carry reciprocity, that would let people like my shooter legally carry a hidden loaded gun in all 50 states. We can't let Congress gut our gun laws, Mark, but we can only stop this dangerous NRA policy if every single one of us speaks up. This individual, let me cut over. I'll take this opportunity to cut over to AWR Hawkins. I believe AWR's got a piece here that I'll wait and go back to that. I'll cover that in the next segment. I don't want to get too far off of this path. Let me go back to this. I'm going to get sidetracked. I'm multitasking. Tons of tabs open, so I don't want to tie one to the other. First of all, every American, you don't need a concealed carry permit to travel with a firearm in your checked bag. Did you hear me? You do not need a concealed firearm permit, concealed handgun license, a concealed permit, a CCW, whatever your state calls it, to check a firearm in your bag. One more time. You do not need a concealed weapons permit to check your firearm in a bag on an airliner. Millions of Americans fly weekly, monthly, lawfully with firearms. Millions. I will be doing so on Sunday. You can take this to the bank. No ticket counter agent will ask to see your concealed weapons permit when you check your firearm because you don't need to have one. So let's make that very clear. Let's also make it very clear that it was illegal for him to carry his firearm concealed on his person inside a Florida airport. Florida does not allow that. Let's also point out when they go to mentally ill, it is already illegal for someone who has been involuntarily committed and designated mentally ill. This man was not. A judge deemed it not necessary for whatever reason. Don't ask me, ask the judge. Not to have him involuntarily committed. He was given his rights back, his constitutional rights, as a result, just as you would have been. Was it a smart decision by the judge? That judge is powerless just like you are to predict latent criminal activity. And just like those dopey, you know, PhD psychologists that think they can diagnose people that they see on TV, which would make them all-powerful gods, and the incredible Oz behind the curtain, the rest of us, except for those people who can diagnose people who they think they can diagnose with diseases and specify those diseases, by watching someone on TV who they've never met and never sat with and talked with, but who they've read about and seen on TV and don't like, the rest of us are powerless. Only those super powerful people are. Of course I'm being facetious, because those people are out there. I know a few. But the rest of us are powerless to determine latent criminal activity. We can't predict what someone is going to do down the road. Now let's go back to Everytown's statement. Now Congress is considering an extremely dangerous NRA policy, something they're calling concealed carry reciprocity, that would let people like my shooter legally carry a hidden loaded gun in all 50 states. Well, let's not single out that shooter. Let's single out everybody. Who are they talking about here? They're talking about approximately, if you use John Lott's numbers, 15 million Americans. I believe the number's far higher. And then when you consider in how many people constitutionally carry in their respective states, in those now 13 states, or soon to be 13 states, it's far more than 15 million people who lawfully carry their guns in their state right now today. But somehow, if they carry in your state, they become what? Dangerous people. They can carry safely in their state, but they can't carry safely in Georgia when they come from Florida. Or they can't carry safely from Washington when they go to Oregon, can they? Or they can't carry safely if they're California permit holders in New York, can they? So who are they targeting here? They're not targeting criminals. They're targeting you. They're targeting concealed carry. Not reciprocity, concealed carry itself. The entire email is based on a lie. Everything about it is based on a lie. But there's a blue link there that you can click to tell Congress that you don't want dangerous people, you know, those licensed, permitted, concealed carry holders, who have proven to be the most law-abiding of all Americans, to carry guns. Oh, and then they'll hit you for money. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, Gillette and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to latest carry tactics. Share with all your friends. You can find every episode Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
It's Mark. I hope you're enjoying this week's podcast. Now, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCA on air. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed Radio, USCCA has exploded growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsible armed citizens. The USCCA is also famous for the promotion. You needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion, which you can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. One more item to cover about this email before I move on to, you're going to love this. I'm sorry, I have to do it, but we got to go to Amy Schumer. I got an email I got to read to you. So take a listen to the end of this. But if the NRA pushes concealed carry reciprocity through Congress, state and local law enforcement will be completely stripped of that power. Georgia will have to recognize permits from states with low or even no permitting standards whatsoever, even constitutional carry states, by the way. And then there'd be nothing to stop these dangerous people from carrying hidden, loaded guns on your streets. So let me clarify this for you again. I promise I won't get too animated. The mic will get hot. Sean will get mad. And I'll ride the board. Keep my levels, though. I'm just going to tell you this. Apparently this clown, and that's what he is. I'm glad he survived. But, pal, you're jumping in the arena now. When you make statements, you go public, you put yourself out there, now you're in the arena, now you need to be willing to do public combat. When this clown lies outright like that, the deception is unbelievable. Why is that a deceptive statement? Because dangerous people with guns, who you would consider to be a criminal, he's calling that you, are already able to carry their guns any damn where they please. Because they don't pay attention to the laws that this clown is pursuing. Laws that would impact no one but you. The man's a flat-out liar. The deception has to be called out. The very people that he's referring to are you. And by the way, you are already able to carry your gun hidden discreetly wherever your state allows it. He just doesn't want you to be able to do it in another state. Why? Because we're winning. That's why. And they continue to lose. It's fascinating, right? How long it took for every town to get their hooks into this cat, right?
Glad he survived. That doesn't give him the right to come after my firearms rights, my constitutional rights. Sorry, pal. But you're a flat-out liar. Unbelievable. Again, in order for his statement to be accurate, criminals would have to follow the law. But wait a minute, then they wouldn't be criminals, would they? Man, I'm not going to take this gun from Missouri to Oklahoma to commit a crime. I have to wait until they pass that reciprocity thing that says I can. But I got to get a permit first before I rob that gas station down in Oklahoma. This is the stupidity that we're talking about. And you have to question whether or not this guy gets it. How can you not get that? Well, he does get it. He's probably getting paid a real nice sum of money to toe this line. Didn't take long for this guy to have hooks put in him, did it? Maybe he's the new young Colin Goddard, the Virginia Tech survivor. Huh, it's interesting. Let's go over to Amy Schumer. I'm sorry I have to do it. Got to move from that to Amy Schumer, right? Good heavens. Got an email from Amber Stoddard. Amber writes and she says, hi, my husband and I enjoy listening to your radio show quite frequently. There was a comedian, Amy Schumer, who did a new special on Netflix. Did not realize she was related to Chuck Schumer. She alluded to the fact in a funny manner that a mentally ill domestic abuser had a, quote, an easy time of getting a gun. I really wanted to get your expertise on the way she, quote, unquote, slanted the event of the two victims in her movie screening of Trainwreck. Now, she's talking about, and that's from, she says, thanks, and that's from Amber Stoddard. She's talking about the, quote, unquote, theater shooting that really should have never made national news. More people are shot at one time at a birthday party for an 8-year-old in Chicago that never makes national news. This made national news because it occurred in a theater and the Everytown gang could use it to get press and drum up fear. But they don't do that in Chicago at the birthday parties. That doesn't matter. That makes no difference. The black Americans are in gang members in Chicago are killing each other with impunity. Doesn't matter to Everytown for gun safety. That's a different show, though. So let me go over to AWR Hawkins this go around here, because he has a piece out. We'll be talking with him about this on the Monster Show, which, by the way, I'll be broadcasting from the brand new United States Concealed Carry Association World Headquarters as those offices open this weekend. I'll be up there for that, broadcasting the Monster Show. It's going to be fun. More on that tomorrow. Amy Schumer uses Netflix special to go after gun nuts. You see, according to the Daily Beast, and I'm not going to go there, I'll stay with AWR, Schumer talks about gun control in her new special, then hedges her statements by saying, what I learned was no matter what you say, as soon as you say the word gun, what gun nuts hear is she wants to take all of our guns. Well, gee, Schumer, I wonder why we would think that. And yeah, I'm proud, a proud gun nut, by the way. I wonder why we would think that. It certainly wouldn't have anything to do with statements admiring confiscation in other countries by our leaders, former leaders, what's-his-face and what's-her-face, right? Would have nothing to do with that. It would have nothing to do with the movement funded by Bloomberg to do just that in ways I just covered with you for the last three segments. It would have nothing to do with that, would it? It would also, as AWR Hawkins points out, have nothing to do with the fact that she's working with her cousin, Senator Chuck Schumer, one of the worst gun grabbers in American history, to occupy a Senate seat. Thanks again for that, New York. You got nobody better than that clown in a state of millions? That's all you can come up with? I'm sorry. I fail to see how that can be. Oh, it's New York City. That's right. Man, the sooner America can rid ourselves of that, the better off we're all going to be. Put him out there in a pasture with Reed. Despicable, dirty, dirty people. But that would have nothing to do with why us gun nuts would happen to think that way, would it? Of course not. because, according to A.W.R. Hawkins, gun nuts failed to see the sense in pushing to expand what already failed. In this case, the background checks is what he's referring to. So let me quote A.W.R. before we close out this hour of Armed American Radio. But Schumer tries to explain her calls for more background checks by pointing to the mental condition of the Lafayette shooter. She suggests that, quote, even someone who is mentally ill and has been convicted of domestic violence can still obtain a firearm due to various background check loopholes. There we go. So what A.W.R. said, this is what I was going to allude to when I reached out to his column, but didn't want to dig too deep. We're going to cover it here. To be fair, this is not true. Individuals who are involuntarily committed for mental illness treatment are barred from buying guns. Involuntary commitment is a threshold that must be crossed. But the judge who handled John Russell Hauser's mental oversight, Carroll County Probate Judge Betty Kaysen, said she never ordered him involuntarily committed. So, according again to what you need to know here, and AWR points it out, there's already a mechanism for keeping the mentally ill from obtaining guns, but they have to meet a certain threshold before being barred from gun purchases. According to this judge, who, by the way, may have made a mistake. Does that judge's mistake mean Amy Schumer can come after you? Because he passed a background check. Gosh darn it. We forgot to mention that, Amy. That every shooting that you like to mention, the killers already passed background checks. So as AWR points out, and I'll use this to close it out, she mocks the system. She doesn't mention the fact that neither the terror attack in San Bernardino nor Orlando, which she referenced, would have been stopped by adding the terror watch list to a background check because none of the attackers in either case were even on the list. And the other shooters, killers, murderers, passed background checks. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will get up and do it all over again tomorrow because we can. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.